Greetings, Big Bear Valley residents. This is Ryan Orr with your newest edition of Mountain Matters, bringing you the news you need to know. The Holcomb Valley Trail Run broke records over the weekend, signing up just under 400 racers over three distances of 7, 15, and 33 miles. Local athlete Chad Hall annihilated the 15-mile route record by finishing in an hour and 29 minutes, beating the previous record set in 2005 by 9 minutes. Congratulations to all runners who participated in the 27th annual event. The Big Bear Fire Department is operating without a budget after Tuesday night's meeting saw four proposed and failed motions from different members of the 10-member board of directors. After 2 hours and 45 minutes of discussion, the governing board failed to reach a consensus on the proposed budget. According to the department's lawyer, Jeff Ballinger, the Health and Safety Code requires the department to have a preliminary budget in place by July 1st and a final budget adopted by October 1st. The former is unlikely, as the board's next regular scheduled meeting isn't until August. However, a new Financial Sustainability Committee has been formed and is hoping to find immediate cost savings in the current budget in time to pass a more fiscally sound version. In the meantime, beginning July 1st, the department will be forced to operate off of last fiscal year's budget, meaning no new spending on fixed assets and no new 3% increase for staff, despite a memorandum of understanding promising the raise. In other budget news, the City of Big Bear Lake's budget passed Wednesday night and includes new staff positions, a reorganization, and several ongoing capital projects. The Rathbun Creek Trail extension was also approved at Wednesday's meeting. Despite early opposition from residents nearby the project, the city quelled concerns and vowed to work with the community members as the extension is built to ensure it's the best project for all parties involved. A main issue of contention was the proposed removal of long-standing trees. 34 seniors graduated from Chautauqua High School and another 133 from Big Bear High School this year as another batch of future leaders takes their next step into the future. The week leading up to graduation was filled with award presentations, scholarship awards, and even an event where seniors returned to their Big Bear Valley elementary schools, running through the halls being high-fived by current students and former teachers. Congratulations to all of the high school graduates throughout the Big Bear Valley. And don't forget that the Big Bear Pet Food Pantry will hold its event at 10 a.m. this Saturday at Big Bear High School parking lot, so if you need help feeding your pets, feel free to stop by. Food is given away on a first-come, first-served basis. That's it for this edition of Mountain Matters. For these stories and more, visit bigbeargrizzly.net or kbhr933.com. Thank you for joining us, and as always, remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.